Today on Family Talk.
Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh. Okay, here's the scenario. You're at home watching a movie or a television program, and you're trying to have a family time, and then all of a sudden the language gets so raw and so foul that you just have to kind of fast forward through some of the scenes where you just kind of cringe and hope that it's not going to impact your kids in a negative way. You ever had that happen? Well, you will not want to miss today's program. Here's Dr. James Dobson now to introduce today's guest here on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and I want to begin by asking my listeners a series of questions. Are you sick and tired of the crudeness and the iniquity and the profanity that and the filth that has infected the American culture? Even the ads on TV, the Super Bowl, even just the things that you routinely see when you turn on the television sets, you see it. And it may not eat on you, but it does me. There is a scripture in 2 Peter that really says it all, and it speaks of Lot. It's in 2 Peter 2:8. This is from the NIV. And Lot, a righteous man, was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. I don't know if I'm in the same situation that Lot was. Obviously, Sodom and Gomorrah was probably worse than what we're seeing today. But there are times when I think we're heading in that direction. And there are definitely times when I am vexed in my righteous soul for what I see happening. Now, our guest today feels the same way, and he has decided to try to do something about it. He's Neil Harmon, and he is the father of seven, and he knows what families are supposed to be like from a Christian perspective anyway. And Neil is the CEO of an organization called VidAngel, the market-leading entertainment platform that empowers users. Now, listen carefully, you miss this. Empowers users to filter mature content. Mature, I don't even like that word. Things that are wicked and evil and filthy. To filter that content from their movies and TV shows. It was founded in 2013 with his brothers. They created an ad agency called Harmon Brothers. The agency has earned recognition for creating viral online campaigns. That really sounds ominous. Tell me about that. You are out there creating viral campaigns. Let's start with a better question. When did this really begin to eat on your righteous soul? When did you decide to do something about it?
That's a great question, Dr. Dobson. First of all, I'm just honored to be here. Thank you for having me on the program.
And well, I appreciate what you're doing. When I heard about it, I really wanted to have you come here and tell people about, we don't have to wallow in filth like this.
Right.
I mean, we are moving in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah, I think, in many ways. And in fact, Robert Bork called it slouching toward Gomorrah. He wrote a book by that title. So a lot of people are seeing it. You're one of the few that's tried to do something about it. Now go back to my question.
You bet. So I was born of the greatest mother in history, in my mind. She's a saint. I was born in a rural community in Idaho, and she was very protective of our little spirits. And in our home, we couldn't watch content that she hadn't reviewed. And in fact, we couldn't even watch a movie that was rated PG-13 in our home. That's how strict she was about the content. And eventually she succumbed, and my oldest brother, when he was 17 years old, managed to get her to let him watch a PG-13 movie, and that became the rule for everyone. As soon as you hit 17, you could choose whether or not you'd watch a PG-13 movie. But that gives you a sense of how important this was to my mother. And we grew up in a place where there were, three television channels. If you put a hanger on the TV and got it just right, hanging from the ceiling, then you could get all three channels clearly. And so, we grew up playing in canals and on farms, and we watched only the best content
because of my mother.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah. I'm older than you, and television had just come in when I was a boy. And my dad, who we talk about a righteous man with a righteous soul, he wasn't at all sure that he was going to let television come into our home. Not because it was bad at that point, but because he saw what it had the potential to become. And he held out for a month or two. And my mother was on the other side saying that we really needed to be like other kids and we needed to see this new phenomenon. And so he had connected to the TV. They didn't have remotes then, so he had this wire connected where he could click it and turn the TV off for a moment.
So this is the very first version of VidAngel technology.
It is, yeah. It was primitive as everything, but that was his effort. Now, your mother had her own plan.
That's right, yeah. So her plan was to just not let the content into the home unless it was worthy. And she was excited when we were older that there was technology invented that would allow you to filter content. And so our family was then able to enjoy popular movies and TV shows that had good messages, except for a few things that we felt like offend the spirit in the home.
Now, the technology's come a long ways since then.
That's right.
And you not only want to edit certain kinds of information, but nudity, bad language, stories that you don't want. How does it work?
Violence, yes. So the way the VidAngel technology works is you buy the movie so that you own it so you can legally set your filters. And you can choose from 5 major categories and over 80 subcategories of filters. You could even choose a very specific scene that you wanted to cut from the movie. And as soon as you set a filter, it's pretty seamless. If there was nudity, then it will skip the scene that contains the nudity. And if there is profanity or language that you don't want to hear, then it will just mute the front center channel of the audio. You'll still hear the sound effects, you'll hear the music, but you won't hear the actual offending word. And so it really is like a sophisticated version of your father's system with the wire, whereas you don't have to be the one to figure that out. You just make the choices before you watch your movie, and then you get to have the experience that you'd like to have in your home.
How did you figure out the technology for that? Do you have some superstar who was able to go to work on it?
I was the one who wrote the first version of VidAngel just to prove out that the concept could work. And I was surprised that no one had solved this problem when I did. It was probably 2012. And I was asking myself, why hasn't this been done before? It didn't take me an extraordinary—
So you did it yourself.
Yeah. So I'm a self-taught programmer, and I went and started playing with programs and see if I could get it to work. And I was surprised that it hadn't been launched before with how easy it was to make it work. Skipping and muting is not that complicated of a technology. It's existed for a long time. But when my brothers and I talked about whether we wanted to turn this into a business so we could have this product for our own families, we looked for other solutions in the market, couldn't find any, and we surveyed the American public and said, hey, who would be interested in a filtering service that gets rid of inappropriate content out of movies and TV shows. And about half of American parents said that they would be interested.
That's a big market.
Yes, it's a great market. And so we were excited and we said, okay, it's a good market.
Those are not all Christians.
No, they can't be.
Yeah. A lot of moral people that aren't Christians who would like to do that.
That's right. And we've actually since then done a more sophisticated poll with NRG Group out of LA, who does the studios research. And they found that about 40% of all Americans, not just parents, are interested in a technology like VidAngels. So it is a large market.
You know, that's encouraging to me that there are that many people in America who recognize that the filth that we're seeing is not good and that even in my private life, I don't have to watch that. I mean, people are coming to that conclusion.
That's right. That's right. And we were encouraged by it. We said, hey, there are still people who want to do this. Let's go build a company to do this. As we dug in and researched, we learned that 12 companies had tried starting filtering businesses in the past. Every single one of them had been sued by Hollywood. And in 2005, Congress stepped in and passed a law, which we're grateful for, called the Family Movie Act. And this law said a company such as VidAngel doesn't need to get permission from Hollywood to filter for families as long as three things are true. The family has purchased and authorized a copy of the movie. They set the filters in their own home. It's not done in a theater or in a public setting, and that there's no fixed copy of the movie created.
So you don't do damage to the
product. It protects the studios. They get paid. It protects the directors because there are no bootleg copies of their movie that misrepresent them. And it protects families because then families have the ultimate control within their own home. So we felt like this is the solution. This is how we solve the problem. And so we launched a service that would allow for someone to purchase a Blu-ray or DVD, which we store in a vault at our headquarters, and then they can filter that movie to their home just as according to their specifications. And we launched that service in 2015, just after telling Hollywood about it and asking them for feedback and asking them if they'd like to sell us content. And Hollywood gave us no feedback, but after we grew tremendously for a year because of those 40% of Americans who are interested, Hollywood sued us last year. And asked a federal judge to shut down VidAngel.
Who is that federal judge?
His name's Judge Andre Barat. He's from the Los Angeles court.
He's an Obama appointee.
Yes. He was appointed 4 years ago.
And he said, no way, Jose, you're not going to do this.
So what he said was, so VidAngel had originally, when we started our service, we had tried a service using Google Play, which is an authorized streaming service provided by Google. And we got a cease and desist letter when we did that, and part of our system got shut down. So we said to the judge, we can't do that because we could be shut down on their system. And the judge said, no, you need to go back to doing it that way. But interestingly enough—
And that way was ClearPlay.
Yes, it's like ClearPlay.
So that's not your company. That's another company.
It's a different company.
And it didn't work very well.
Well, it got shut down. Apparently, it got shut down back in September of 2016.
Wait a minute. Judge told you to use that?
Even though it was already shut down. Hmm. So it was a ruling based off of incomplete information, and we were saddened. But there was a silver lining to us being shut down. There are hundreds of thousands of families who are now using VidAngel across the country. And New Year's Day, we start getting our first member of Congress reached out to us on New Year's Day. We were shut down on the 29th of December. They reached out New Year's Day and said, what's going on? How do we get this fixed?
Well, so you sold the device. You did not provide a service by telephone or computer or some other way.
No, actually, that's close to being true. We offered applications for free. So you could download the application to your phone, the VidAngel app, to your phone, to your Roku, which is a modern streaming device, to an Amazon Fire TV, to a smart TV, to many different platforms where people now watch media. People like to watch media on their phones.
So once they got it, they've got it.
That's right. They get that app. And that app, then they can use that app to purchase a movie. And we have to buy the movies from the studios, and then we sell it to them, and then they filter it through the VidAngel app.
Well, explain to me. You either were shut down or you're not. You can still do
that?
We were
shut down on December 29th.
I see. And so you're out of business right now.
Yes, we are. Currently, there is no way to watch any filtered content on VidAngel. And for that matter, ClearPlay has no DVD players available for sale, and they've been shut down. There's literally no way for Americans to watch filtered content, in spite of the fact that there was a federal law that said this was their right.
And a congressman has contacted you and said, let me help.
That's right. Multiple members of Congress, in fact. And so we're looking for a solution where Congress can clarify the Family Movie Act to make it so the courts can't misconstrue that stream filtering is illegal. It seems as though the studios are happy with old technology. They're happy with the Gutenberg press, but they're not happy with the internet version of press, right? They don't want it to move with the tech. And so we're trying to clarify the law, even though we felt like the original law was very clear. We're clarifying the law so that there's a way forward for families.
Yeah. Put into words why you think Hollywood is so venomous about this, why they strongly oppose allowing parents and others to protect their kids from wretched material?
Such a great question, because the average American, if you ask them, they'd say, yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. I can mute my television or I can skip over something at home. Why not hire someone else to do it for me? Makes sense. But the rub is, and the reason for the lawsuits that shut down a dozen companies, is that the directors consider themselves artists. And they are. And in fact, they are the reason that the studio system works, because these guys are very talented. They can tell a story. They can tell it very well. And they craft that story. And they want that story to be experienced by people the way that they intended it to be experienced. And
even if it's very, very violent, and even if it has sexual content that is inappropriate for families and for children,
their position would be watch it as I intended, or don't watch it at all. That would be their position. And then we learned, because of a 2015 WikiLeaks leak of Sony documents. Sony's documents got hacked, and they were available online. We learned from that there are contracts in place, secret contracts throughout the entire studio system, that don't allow for anybody in the system to permit filtering. So the Directors Guild has a collective bargaining agreement that flows down to the studios, and then the studios make contracts with all the distributors that prohibit a company like VidAngel from filtering on their system. This is the reason that ClearPlay system was shut down.
What was the reaction to that mass of humanity out there that was contacting you to say, thank you so much. Thank you that I'm being able to show, children's content and family creations that really would be a good form of entertainment. You have provided an opportunity for me to protect my family. Did you get a lot of that?
Oh, yes. I remember this just recently, receiving a handwritten note from a 6-year-old and one from an 8-year-old, and then a letter from a 12-year-old, and a letter from a recovering porn addict. And there's just letters after letters after letters of people who are thanking us for what we're doing. And particularly the 6-year-old, he just wrote, thank you so much. I get to watch with my whole family. I get to watch Free Willy, and I get to watch Indiana Jones, and I get to watch these things with my whole family. And I know that there are some TV companies out there that really don't like you, but I think you're the greatest TV company in the whole world.
You know, I did a radio program some years ago on pornography and on the same thing we're talking about here today. And I got a letter from a little girl. I really don't know how old she was, but from her handwriting, I think she was 6 or 7. And somehow she wrote and included this scripture to me. Psalms 101:3. This is from the King James Version. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Cleave means to bond or stick to me. This little girl knew the scripture, and she knew it is wrong for me to set any wicked thing before her eyes. And we need to teach all of our children that. When you sit there and you watch things that you know are wrong and you hear, I don't know how you feel about this, but I can tell you that even sexual content and violence don't bother me as much as God's name being used in vain.
Me too.
And Jesus' name is used in profanity. I mean, that goes right to the holy God that we dare not insult. You know,
yeah, I completely agree, Dr. Dobson. If you'll indulge a short story, the scripture you shared brings a story to mind for me, if that would be okay.
Sure.
I lived in Mexico for a time, I learned Spanish, and I learned it really well, studied it well. And when I returned to the United States, I taught Spanish. And my students didn't know Spanish very well, and they used a lot of words incorrectly. And even though I understood Spanish perfectly, I knew the grammar, I knew all the words and the language, I found after 6 to 9 months of being around my students who didn't know Spanish very well and made errors in their speech, errors would start slipping out of my mouth. I'd start speaking incorrectly the Spanish because I was around incorrect Spanish so much.
It had an impact on
me. It had an impact on me. Then I went back to the university and took a class from one of the most brilliant Spanish professors I've ever met. And just being in his presence for 1 week or 2 weeks, my Spanish immediately went back to where it was before. And for me, that analogy is simply when you choose to be around something, it impacts you. Like you can say that it doesn't, but it impacts you. It changes who you are just because of what you choose to
and expose. The whole culture has been affected that way. I'm around children a lot, and I hear them using the F word. These are 6, 7, 8-year-old kids, and I grieve. I grieve about what has happened to this once much more Christian culture.
Yes, I know. And the scripture in James about the tongue compared to the rudder on a ship, like our language and the things that we do with our ears and our eyes and our mouths impact the future of the whole culture.
Well, Neil, how can we help you? Because we're very much in sync and our time's almost gone.
Okay.
This congressional effort, is that anything far enough along for us to get involved with? Or are you going to keep us informed?
Absolutely. Dr. Dobson, I'll tell you what, Congressman Buck right here from Colorado.
He's a very good man, by the way.
Yes. He stepped right up and said, VidAngel, I'm going to help clarify this law. And Congressman Love from Utah as well. They're going to be introducing legislation that clarifies and makes it even clearer that streamed filtering is legal for families. And we need to support them because they're getting pushback, and some of the leaders in Congress are getting pushback from the MPAA and the studios who are working nonstop.
MPAA is the
Motion Pictures Association of America. They're working nonstop around the clock, and all we're looking for is a solution that works for all parties for modern technology.
Well, you keep us informed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you want to pull the trigger, you let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Consider ourselves allies.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dobson.
And thank you so much for being with us and telling us about this very both exciting and distressing development.
Yes, you're welcome. The other ways you can help are to reach out to Senator Hatch, Congressman Goodlatte, Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas, who was a sponsor of the Family Movie Act. They all need support in doing the right thing for families here.
They're under a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Thank you very much. God be with you, brother.
Likewise. Thank you.
And so there you have it, a potential way to keep some of the Hollywood junk out of your home, but you have to fight for it. You've been listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, featuring an interview with Neil Harmon. Neil is the founder and CEO of the filtering service called VidAngel. Now, if you want to find out more about how you can get involved in this fight to give you more control of the movies that you view in your own home, follow the links on our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. And thanks for joining us today on the program as well. I'm Roger Marsh, inviting you back again next time for another engaging edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.